Blog Talk Radio.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope it meets your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown as Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sisters. Minnie Collier. Y'all get in your sections. Altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing. Sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little.
Come on, mass choir. Help me sing.
Tell you what,
come on, you can help me say it.
We'll bring you
into the lesson. Thank God for another day, you know.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. For surely, Lord, it was you, Lord, that made this day out of reality, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, how you keep showing us your spiritual world to us while we let in the form of a dead man, Lord. But you show us something in the supernatural, Lord. We just thank you how you visit us all the time, Lord. Those of you you allowed to see you, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, only you can do these things, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for how you be with us, Lord, through the night. And allow us to see another day, Lord, again, making it out of reality, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, Lord, known and unknown sin, Lord. If we come at the table, Lord, eating off of your table, Lord, Lord, we come with a cup, Lord, not even halfway full, it's empty, Lord, and ask you to fill our cup, Lord, whether that through the preached word, Lord, whether so we can open our hearts up to you, Lord, and as you surgical move things and move things around in our heart, Lord, to look at you, Lord, and look at others through you, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your love that you have for us, and you send your only begotten Son down here, Lord, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we don't take that for granted, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for Jesus, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, praying for the ones that may be sick right now, maybe struggling, Father God, to even breathe, Lord, maybe struggling, Father God, with that diabetes or the heart disease, Lord. Lord, we got one of our church members, Father God, young man, Father God, had a stroke, Lord. And Lord, glad he's still here. He's doing better now, Lord. So only you can do these things, Lord. Somebody asked why, what age, what is. God, we know you know all things, Lord. So we put it at your feet, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. If it's on this side or on the other side, Lord, we just ask you give strength to the family, Lord. Even the ones that have been laid to rest, the remain, Lord. Not the spirit, but the remain, because we believe the spirit is at rest, Lord. So help the family, Lord. Help the loved one, Lord. Help that friend, Lord. Somebody might be struggling right now, Father God. But we found out, Father God, that you are God and never lost a patient, Lord. So we thank you for the healing, Lord. Wherever how you do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just give us strength, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, right now at this hour, Lord, that we come humble to you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your spirit, Lord, has moved, Lord. Even how the tornadoes been going around, Lord, and it's been going through all the towns, Lord, and tearing up houses and people without home now. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to help their family. They're going through a tough time, Lord. They lost a lot of things right now, Father God, but they didn't lose nobody, Lord. So we just ask you, Father God, to give strength there. Whether it's a financial blessing, whether it's a food, wherever they need to be able to make it, Lord, if it be your will, cover them, Lord. Lord, we thank you again for the ones that came out that want to hear and pray with us as we go through the lesson, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hide us behind the cross, Lord, as we go through the word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Reb, I gave the scripture, Reb, and not to be long, Reb. I gave the scriptures because, I ain't got but a little short time. But gave a scripture, Ram, and Proverbs, right? Because we're a servant, right? I'm going to do a little something about this servant. A servant, right? The name of a servant is identified as divine person, right? He is a saving ministry on behalf of his people. God's servant is described in the terms of applying to Jesus. Help me on this. You know what I'm saying, Reverend? Applying to Jesus now. He is the uphold and chosen by God. He is delighted in God, and he received God's spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's what we're going right here. Like the wisdom in Proverbs 8. That's what we're going to go to, Reverend. So Jesus was God in the flesh. We really believe that Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he told his servant, have I not been with you so long? You don't know me? Reverend,
that's right.
These people really, I just want to see him. You know what I'm talking about? Help me, Holy Spirit. But I want to deal with this Proverbs 8. Because I was reading, Reverend, and I don't know enough of this Bible, man. Proverbs 8. And I'm going to shift some gears a little bit. I'm going to start at verse 9. And go to 14, if it be God's will.
Okay.
And you hang this with me. He said mm-hmm. He said over here in Proverbs 8:9. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
He said there are all claims. Look what he said, Reverend. To him that understand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
right to them that find knowledge. Receive
come on,
my
come
instruction. Look at what he said, Reverend. It's not the silver. I'm going to do something with this thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the knowledge
come on, come
rather
on.
Than Charles. Look what he said. Charles gold. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. All my life, I know that we try to make money, Reverend. We try to get things
mm-hmm.
to better ourselves and try to help our family and, you know, our loved ones and our babies and our grandkids. But he said, this wisdom, Reverend. Hey,
come
hey,
on
man.
Now.
It's better than receiving silver, brother, and gold.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. Once you get the wisdom of God in you, you help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit, there's a greater depth and knowledge. But, boy, if you can get the wisdom and knowledge of God in you, it'll help you along this Christian walk. But let me do something before I go too far, Reverend. Don't you know you can't live? Oh, see, money can just do so much, Reverend. Oh, help me.
Right.
So somebody said, you're
right.
just talking. You're just talking. Money can do I don't care what you say. There's some rich folks just going crazy right now. Billionaire going crazy right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Millionaire going crazy right now. But there ain't nothing like the wisdom of God. Oh, help me.
That's right.
But let me finish this thing so I can be plain with it, Reverend. He said, make it plain to him, Reverend. Understand.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge of God. Receive. My instruction is not silver, and knowledge rather than the charged gold. Look at this. He said, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things made be desired are not to be compared to it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I, wisdom, dwell with the prisoners and found out knowledge of the witty invention. He said, the fear of the Lord is to what? To hate evil. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's Why? Right. To hate evil.
And evil ways. And then we say, and forward mile. And do I hate. I'm in the book,
do
right?
Do I hate. Yes,
said,
sir.
Says, counsel is my mind. I'm going to back up and get it. And sound wisdom, I am understand. I have strength. The Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the Bible, God... When he told him in the beginning, right, over there,
yes.
chapter 2 right now, he told Adam not to, he could have, he could eat off every tree in the garden, but not off the
what?
What
he did.
The tree of knowledge.
Real knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that right about it?
That's
he said,
right.
You can have all that, you can eat everything, but don't touch this one, and you'll surely die. You know, and I know you know the story, Reverend, but let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom. Try to get him to understand if he listened. If only we would listen what God tells us. God has told us a lot of things, Lord. I mean, Reverend. And what's
mm-hmm.
what happened here, Reverend? We do the opposite of what he says. And what happened here? The consequences happened.
Yeah.
The consequences happened. And with the consequences, if you put out bad, what's going to happen, Reverend? Bad going to come back.
Bad is going to come back.
He said, The evil, he hates, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The pride, he hated, Reverend. You know,
that's
inner,
right.
He hates these things. When he see it, it makes God whole body. If you have God in you, that's why I always put, I don't know if people ever looked at it, but I always put in God's love. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
God loves
yes,
us
sir.
So much, my brother. And I'm telling you from my heart, that he allowed his son to come down here, brother, and walk among men, knew they were going to be
right.
doing wrong, knew they were going
right.
to talk about him, knew they were going to be and they talked about him, and he healed. They talked about him, and he delivered. They talked about
mm-hmm.
him, and he stretched himself on a tree one day, and the Bible said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men under him, and they hated on him. But he said he hated
mm-hmm.
evil, rep. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's what he said.
He hated a man sitting up there plotting and want to do some evil device against each other. Somebody said, man, you must don't know what he done to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You just don't know how he talked to me. Brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
no one has got done worse than our Lord and Savior. Help me, Holy Spirit. If I'm in the book,
that's right.
I'm dealing with that
in the book. Yes, sir.
Nobody has, and then we have the audacity to say, I'm a man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm a man, you know. A man just can take
yeah,
I hear you, bro. That sounds pretty good. But let me tell you something. Go in prayer. Man, now I want to have this on my own. I want to do this evil on my own. Right now I just want to put my religion down because I got to take care of this bitch. Know what that means, Reverend? Mm-hmm. Pride is set in. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
What pride
yes,
is, Reverend?
Sir.
It goes for both destruction.
Destruction.
It goes for both destruction.
Destruction.
Oh, help
yes,
me,
sir.
Holy Spirit. He said make it plain earlier, didn't he? That's what he told us to do
mm-hmm.
in Proverbs. Make it plain. So they can understand the knowledge of it. When
mm-hmm.
we teach it, when we preach it, we have to make it so that even the least of one of us could understand what the scripture means. Now watch this. Now
that's
you
right.
might think that scripture didn't mean that. Help me, Holy Spirit. You might have a different eyesight that God gave you with that. But let me tell you something. We don't strain nobody. We ask you to hit the one button. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you to hit
mm-hmm.
it. If you think you feel like you see something in there and you want to undress it, unfold it. But we don't come over here to do
mm-hmm.
no argument. We don't come over here to fight. We come to agree with each other in God's name. We
That's
might
right.
we might disagree on the interpretation, but we never going to have evil against one another. That's the devil. When that comes in, the devil done took trouble. Heavenly Holy Spirit. Arrogance and
mm-hmm.
pride have went in there, Reverend. That's why God
right.
wants to look to the king. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Look to the king
right.
for all your help. You know what I always do there, Reverend. I'm far to venture off to Isaiah. You don't mind my bag? Let me get something. Come on now. Right quick. You don't mind. I just need a little help.
No. Come on.
I just need a little help. You don't mind. Every time I think about that king, Reverend, I think about this here. The earth is the Lord.
In the world, come on now.
But he has founded it up on the sea and established up the flood. Who shall ascend into this hill of the Lord? He said, "Where he at? Where he at?
Mm-hmm.
Where he back at, Reverend? I'm in Psalm 24.
Mm.
Who shall
Psalm 24.
Stand in this holy place? Help me, Holy Spirit. He that
mm-hmm.
have clean hands, and a
pure
heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nor
sworn deceitfully.
Oh, help me, Holy
deceitfully.
Hey, watch this, Reverend. Don't you know there's a lot of people out there looking for some resources of the king? The king is right
mm-hmm.
before us. He said, watch what he said. There's some people out there being misled. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And God said,
yeah.
He said, he that have clean hands and pure heart,
clean hands.
He that has not lifted up his eyes, so in vanity, nor sworn and deceitful. And look what he said, Reverend. And he said, receive
the blessing.
From the
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
And the righteousness
Thank you, Lord.
From God of his salvation. I'm in the book, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
When you get in the word and it's in your heart and you start reading and you start understanding
mm-hmm.
what you're reading and then you start thinking about how he turned you around and now you can
mm-hmm.
look at the Lord and say, Lord, look what he said. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from God of his salvation. Watch this, Reverend. There is a generation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For them that seek
yes,
him,
sir.
That seek thy face, O Jacob. I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes, sir.
He said, lift up your head. Oh, help
lift
me, Holy
up
Spirit.
Your head.
I know we burned down some people that went home. And I understand that your heart is heavy. Let me tell you something. Lift up your head.
mm-hmm.
Oh, you gay. You know what he said, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He be up, you everlasting doors. The King of Glory. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. If you ain't got it, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, he said the King of Glory shall come in. Don't you want to come in, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want
yes,
to get?
Sir.
Who
yes,
is
sir.
This King, Reverend? Who is this King
mm-hmm.
of Glory? That's what he said. Who is it? Can I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong,
mm-hmm.
Reverend, mighty. Look what he said, Reverend.
Mighty.
The Lord mighty in battle. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said. He said, watch this, Reverend. Lift up your head.
mm-hmm.
Oh, ye gates, even lifting them up everlasting doors. And the King of Glory, help me, Holy Spirit, shall come in. Who is this
mm-hmm.
King, Reverend, of glory?
Who is the King?
The Lord of the hosts. Yeah, the Lord of hosts. Can I do it again? The Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of hosts. He is this King of glory. Wow, I went away over there.
Hallelujah.
Because when the servant come in, You got to get in a person, place in your life. David was in a place in his life, and he wanted to feel the majestic of the Holy Spirit in his presence, because sometimes you can be so bound down in some things. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then old Saul was chasing him, wanting to kill him. But God said, look up, Reverend. Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh.
I like this thing,
because
I know it fits, man. Just lift him up,
man.
Don't let nothing hold you down. You might not understand everything, my brother. It might be some things you're going to miss. But let me tell you something. Never leave God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Never leave God. I'm almost home when I say this here. Because he is there and waiting on the early in that text, he owns everything. He said the earth is his in the fullness thereof. Can I do that again? The earth is his in the fullness thereof. Hey, boy, if you be some reassurance, don't you know he's here? Somebody said, why are you right there? How you get over? I'm trying to tell you, be encouraged. You're gonna go through some things. We're supposed to go through some things. Only we don't go through some things rather because we're walking close with him. When we're not walking close with that adversary, oh, help me, Jose. He got the pull. He got to make you a liar. He got to make your good be spoken of evil. He got to turn your love to hate. Oh, he going to try to discredit you. He going to assassinate your character. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you got the king on your side. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
When you got the king on your side.
See, you don't let that sit in your mind, because you know what? I've been delivered. Oh, here we go.
I've been delivered.
That's it. I said, I've been delivered. Reverend, look at my little last scripture finna tell you. Isaiah 49. Look what it says, Reverend. I'm almost home, Reverend. Look what it says, Reverend. Are you with me? He said, listen, O island, unto me, the heathen, you people from far, the Lord have called me from the womb.
Thank you, Lord.
Off in the book, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
For the vials of my bosom. What did we say, Reverend? It has made me mention of my name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He has made, look what it says, my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of the hands of he that hired me and made me as a polished shaft and quivered. And look what it says, and he hired me and said unto me, I'm going to do something, y'all. Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Will be glorified.
You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Hey, Reverend, I'm trying to build a little bit. Let me build a little bit, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
When God is using you, help me, Holy Spirit. When God is using you, hey, he said, let your light shine before man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when that light shine for more man, let your good works be speaker, and then when they see you, they'll glorify your Father, which in heaven. But something happened before then, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened before then.
Yeah.
I was a dope. Look at that, I smoked dope. Look at that, I'm doing something. I used to shoot dope, Reverend. I stole cars, Reverend. Everybody and their mama had something going on in their life. They ex something, right, Reverend? Well, watch this, Reverend. You know what he did? He turned them around. Reverend, and turned around to show himself. So I said, I ain't never been no penitentiary. I ain't never smoked no dope. I ain't never stole no dope. I ain't never stole nothing. But you did some lying, though. Help me, Holy Spirit. You did some home mugging. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You've been a busybody. What is a busybody? Somebody gave you something and you took it to somebody else and you told it, and that's a busybody. That's a sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And Reverend, he said, you know what he did, Reverend? He said, I took them and polished them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I polished them so they can spread my word. You know what I'm talking about? See, I'm convicted. I'm convicted with this. God, mainly, when you see God use somebody, they got some kind of path, Reverend. They got some kind of path. They done been somewhere. They done hit something. They done bumped something. And God cleaned them up, Reverend, and made them, and he polished them so he can use, so they can be more effective leader. Watch this now, Reverend. Why would I say that? Because Jesus is going to show us how to walk this earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because this prophecy is talking about our Lord and Savior. Oh, he prophesied now. I'm almost home, y'all. It don't look like it, but I'm almost home. Let me do this again. In verse 3, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. I have labor in vain. I have spent my strength for naught. And look what he said, in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, surely my judgment is with the Lord, Reverend. He said, and my work is with my God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm reminding you of something, Reverend. If you're walking with the Lord, right, if you're truly walking with the Lord, Reverend, don't you know that he's going to expose your sin? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's
don't
right.
you know
That's
he
right.
gonna lie when you see him, when you see our God now, our Lord and Savior, he's gonna open it up so you can repent, Reverend. You know,
That's right.
See, once you got the Lord in your life, you're not gonna walk and bounce and hit and all. You're gonna find a place and say, Lord, I'm on my knees. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do this thing. I'm on my knees,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
and I need you, Lord. I need you right here. You might not sound like the deacon. You might not sound like that pastor, Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord of hosts, the eternal God. You know, you might want to give a tap on that kind of level, but you know what you might say, Lord, I'm at my knees, Lord. I'm at my lowest point in my life, Lord, and I need to turn it around, Lord. Oh, Lord, I messed up, Lord. I did this and I done that, Lord. Can you help me right here? I'm gonna tell you, Reverend. Oh, he don't hear a sinner's prayer. But I'm going to tell you, Reverend, somebody misunderstand that thing. But you know what he mean by we all are sinners. But let me tell you something. We're not practicing sinners. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
We're
right.
not practicing sinners. See, we fall down. Help me, Holy Spirit. And we ask God to lift us up. Now watch this here.
Yes,
be encouraged. He might tell you. Now, be around some more positive people. Be around some people that you be more subjective to my spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by that? Once you have the spirit of God in you, you allow to counsel you and quit turn your face from it. What I mean by that, you hear God say, don't do that. You hear God say, stop this. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You hear God say, quit that. You know, you hear that. And some of us do what we do. We just do it the other way. That's why we bump our head. That's why we hit this.
Yes,
now, watch this, Reverend. He said, you're going to be judged. Reverend, he said, you're going to be judged of the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one scripture said over in Peter. Now, I ain't been on in a while, really, so make sure I'm right, Reverend. One of them scriptures said, what judgment will begin? At the house of God. Somebody said, well, I'm going to tell you, you are the temple, my sisters and brothers. You are the temple of God. He's going to judge each one of us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The one book said, after death is judgment. I'm in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the book. You know what I'm saying? Look, Lord, and watch this here. You can be redeemed. You can get forgiveness right now while the blood is still running warm in your. You can't fix yourself. None of us can fix ourselves. As I'm teaching and Lord preaching, I'm teaching and preaching right back at old Eric. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, polish me, Lord. Let me get out here for you hang up.
Yes,
and
sir.
Now, says the Lord. That formed me from my mother, looking for the womb. Let me back and get my mind right. And now says the Lord that formed me from the womb to his servant to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, oh help me, Holy Spirit. Yet shall I be glorious in thy eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, it is a light, the things that shouldn't be my servant, to raise up the tribe of Jacob and to restore and preserve of Israel. I will also give thee a light. Help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go, Reverend. To the Gentiles.
That they may
see my salvation. Oh, I'm at home now. And to the end of the earth. Now
yes,
Jesus
sir.
Is this one he's talking about. He's talking about Jesus. He talking about G. Now, God allowed to have you to witness to somebody. You remember that donkey, right? If you want to call him what they really call him, the ass. You remember the ass, right? He kept hitting him, right? He just kept hitting him because he wouldn't move. He said, and the donkey looked right back. He said, if I didn't stop, brother, you see that angel with that sword? Just for a hit, he would have killed you.
Yes, sir.
I know God would use somebody, but only I quit putting God in the box, Reverend, but I do know God don't
That's
work
right.
out of honor. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Hey, Reverend, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb. Oh,
Come
yeah.
on now.
I knew you when you was in your mother's womb that I was going to be
yes,
make you a servant one day. I knew you were going to be able to preach. I knew y'all you're gonna be able to sing. I knew you're gonna be able to worship. I knew you're gonna be able to hold my word, because the Bible said there are many called, but a few chosen. Then the Bible said the harvest is plenty, but the labor is fruit. Hey, what I'm talking about? We got a lot of people starving for God's word. Starving for God's word. You don't come out like this, like a lot of us do, Monday through Friday, like we try to do it, and they ain't starving for God's word. I love it, because you know what? I feel my strength come up, because when I hear the preach word, I feel my strength when I hear the teach word. I hear my my strength come when I can see my loved one passing on, because I took something the other day, Reverend. Somebody told me, man, I lost my mother. I lost my grandfather. I said, brother, hold up. I said, only reason you lost something, it tells me you can't find it. But let me tell you something. If you know, if they knew the Lord in the part of this earth on this side, brother, they not lost. Brother, that's they in the arms and resting with the Lord. I know I'm right about it. Hey, somebody lost. You don't know where they're at. Well, let me tell you something, Reverend. These are the things we have to prepare ourselves for. This is what the servant finna come and show us his salvation. Jesus is salvation. That's why we try to direct you back to Jesus. That's what the scriptures is. Help me with it a little bit. Let me run on, Reverend, because I ain't got a little time. Look, he said, and now, says the Lord, that formed me from the womb to the servant to bring Jacob again to him. And look, he said, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in their eyes of the Lord. And my God shall be my strength. And look what he said, Reverend. And he said, it is a light to them things that should be my servant to raise up the tribe of Jacob. Help me, Holy Spirit. To restore and preserve Israel. I will give, look what he said, I will also give thee a light unto the Gentiles, and they may as be my salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. Unto the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He said, look what he said, the Redeemer of Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said, Reverend. And his Holy One, to him whom my man despised. Remember what I talked about there, Reverend?
Yeah.
To him whom the nation, look what he said, abhor, and to the servant of the ruler, the king see and rise princes also worship, because of the Lord that is faithful. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the Holy One of Israel, he shall chose thee. Now watch this, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. Don't you know you've been chosen, Reverend? Don't you know God has put you in a place that he allowed to use you? But right here, he's talking about his son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. He's coming through. And us, we are Gentiles. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he made a way for salvation for us through his son. And then the scripture says, he is a redeemer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The old songwriter said, I have been redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Jesus has paid for my whole life. If
my
anybody asks you, Reverend, what you want to tell them, Reverend?
I've been redeemed.
You ain't redeemed because you did something. Hey, Reverend, you ain't redeemed because you count to 100. You ain't redeemed because you feel like you ain't did nothing all day wrong. You ain't redeemed because you read the Bible every day. You ain't redeemed because that. You know you're redeemed? Because it was the blood of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now.
That's
right. We're trying to tell you to live holy. We're trying to tell you to stay connected to the vine. But brothers and sisters, sometimes another, you're going to fall. That's what Jesus came to fulfill the scripture. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not for you to practice it, but you to reach to him for strength into that, wherever you're weak in. Hold on. That scripture. Remember that scripture? That somewhere around, they need the help with the prayer. Somewhere, I'm just going to go right here, right? Right with the prayer where I want to go. He said, leave me not in temptation, but deliver me from evil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's the same God gave his disciples the matter how to pray. See, it's some things we don't ask God for. We just ask God, well, Lord, I want to stop drinking, but you're still doing other things. Help me, Holy Spirit. Give it all to the Lord. I told Reverend the other day, God want to make us whole. He want to make us whole.
It.
Some of them might have a little, they might have a little disease. But God want to make you whole. He want to heal you for the disease and your sins. Help me, Holy Spirit. They got mad when Jesus healed one man. Not just only he healed him, but he forgave him. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what we talking about, that Redeemer there. because he lives, and he lives today. I'm talking about our God sent his son down here for you and I. Whatever we went through, he fulfilled all of that. You fulfilled everything you've been tempted by, everything you might want to do. He covered it, all sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. So watch this, Rev.
Yeah.
I got to take these last. I'm out of here, Rev. I'm gone, Rev. Let me see. Yeah, I got about 2 seconds. Watch this, Rev. You ready? He said, thou made us say to the prisoner. He said, go for it. To them that are in darkness. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, show yourself that you shall feed in their way. I'm in the book, Reverend. And their pastor shall be in all the highest of place. He said, they should not hunger nor thirst, nor should they the heat nor the sun smite thee. He said, for he that have mercy on them shall lead them, even by the spring of water shall he guide them. Look what he said, bro. I'm going to get back and get something. And I will make all my mountains away. And my way, and my highway shall be exalted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Behold, these shall come from far and low. Look what he said. These are from the north and from the west, and these are from the land of Shemite. Hey, Reverend, he told them that.
Yes, sir.
And wherever you are, Reverend, he's going to be there and get you, Reverend. You can't go nowhere.
That's right.
He can't meet you, Reverend. He said, when you go out there, feed him. Feed him, Reverend. When those folks said, feed me bread of heaven, feed me what? Till I want no more.
Till I want no more.
Oh, I know I'm right
about
that. Hey, Reverend, because we should be at that point of night that we want to eat. Help me, Holy Spirit. We want to eat. What you talking about?
You want
to take that word, and I'm going to tell you why I know you're eating it, because you can skip a meal. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can skip some bread. You can skip maybe some chicken or some steak. You know, you can skip all that and read the word and don't find yourself getting hungry. Don't mess around and do a fast. And I'm going to tell you, help me, Holy Spirit. You can be fasting and say, I'm going to do a certain day, and God bless you for you in your fast, right? But I'm going to tell you, stay with the fast, right? Stay with the fast.
Yeah.
And when you get hungry, pray to God. He'll remove that hunger pain. So I'm trying to tell you, if we try to feed you right now, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If we try to open up your heart right now and feed you God's love, this is what it's about, my brothers and sisters, that he came for you and I to have this access of getting fed. This is what it was.
Yeah.
We seen this. We saw this when the pandemic first started. If it truly be God's will, in a few more days, it'll be 2 years that we've been doing this ministry, right?
Praise the Lord.
It's because of God's grace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's because of God's grace. It wasn't nothing we did. It's been some up. It's been some down. It's been some turnaround.
Well,
but let me tell you something, Reverend. We still here because of God's love. We still here, Rev, because of this.
That's right.
It wasn't nothing we did on yesterday. It was so good, but we still here, Rev. So let me, I got about five minutes. I want to kind of tap into this, if you don't mind. Verse 7. He said, just says the Lord and the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One to whom man despised. I want that stuck out to me, Rev. That Reverend, you're gonna be doing some pretty good work, Reverend. You're gonna be standing on the we behind that sacred desk. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we standing like in the shoe of John, preaching in the wilderness. When we standing there telling them, come, because he's getting nearer. You know what I'm talking about? There's gonna be some persecution out there, Reverend. There's gonna be some trials out there, Reverend. We have to stand flat foot and tell the word. Now, you know, I understand. We've been around the book just a little while. Not that long, but a little while. We know the word is like a two-edged sword. Help me, Holy Spirit. It cuts you going in. It cuts you coming out. But let me tell you, if that person handling the word with grace, if he handling the word with love, don't you know he applies back to him too? Help me, Holy Spirit. Why I say that? Because God is looking for a few good soldiers who can stand on flat foot with his word and stop being wavy. Now watch this, Reverend. He told one young man, Timothy, he told him, Paul, he said, I know you're young, but I want you to be an example for the people, Reverend. That's what he said over there in 2 and 4 and 11 over there. I want you to teach it now. what I gave you. And I know you're young, but I want you to be an example for the people. Jesus was
the best example
we could ever look at, because he was the cornerstone.
That's right.
And is the cornerstone.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at something, we look at it toward Jesus. So when we teach it, preach it, or witness, or receiving it, we're looking at it through Jesus. So when we hear a voice, we hope when we feel the Spirit, the Bible said, try the Spirit, by the Spirit, where it be unto God. Watch this here, because there's many false prophets that went before. Why did you go there? Because you got to watch who you listen to. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got to watch
right.
who you do.
That's right.
See,
that's
we
right.
so emotional. We so we can get hung up. We think we listen to a love song, Reverend. We'll be tapping our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We'll be waving our hands and then walk out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did he talk about today? Well, really, I don't know, but he sure sounded good. It ought to be something, Reverend. There's something you got out the lesson today. I thank God for the
yes,
word.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for
the Lord.
Jesus is the servant. I thank Jesus because he went to Calvary, Reverend. I'm going to do this anyway, Reverend. He went to Calvary, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he did, Reverend? After they hit him 39 times, Reverend, after they put a thorn, a crown of 2 inches and pressing his head and blood coming down his head, Reverend, after they've been whooped like that, Reverend, and been lied on, and Reverend, they gave him an old tree, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We call it a frog, Reverend. You know what they did, Reverend?
Yeah.
Hey, Reverend, he took that cross to Skull Mountain, Golgotha. You know what they call it, Reverend? That, Reverend? Reverend? He took it, and as he was going up that hill, they were talking about him, Reverend. They said, "You be the God. You said you are God in the flesh, and you, Jesus, save yourself and us too."
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. He fell down, Reverend. Scripture says that, Reverend. He fell down with that cross. And they had a young man on the side to help him up, right? But he really didn't need to be lifted up. He was just showing you it's going to be some time. You're going to be so heavy, and you're going to fall to your knees one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even Jesus fell to his knees, but he got up with some power, Doc, and he kept on going. And I found in the scripture, Reverend, I found in the scripture, Reverend, he laid there with obedience, Reverend. He laid there and allowed him to take his right hand and nailing it in the y'all call the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He took his right hand and he nailed it in the tree, Reverend. He took his feet and put it on top of each other and nailed another nail in there, Reverend. And that wasn't enough, Reverend. You know what they did, Reverend? I asked they were digging the hole. I bet that young man, we got him now. He digging that hole for him, Reverend. He digging the hole so he could put him in there. So as they were lifting him up, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this, Reverend. They did put what we call tombstone, Reverend, the keys of the Jews, Holy Spirit, and they lift him up, Reverend. You know what they did, Reverend? They lift him up and draw him in that ground, and everything started moving, Reverend. Oh, God started looking at his son, and he had to turn from him, and he asked his father, Eli Sabethanay, Reverend. He said, Eli Sabethanay. He said, my God, why is thou forsaken me? Is that in the book, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Is that in the book? Reverend, I'm in
the book.
He said, why is God forsaken me? And you know what he did, Reverend? He kept on going. And he told God, this is what he told God. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, watch this, Reverend. He's doing all this here, but I'm going to stop for a minute. But he said, if I be lifted up. I'm almost home, brother. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. What I mean by that, Reverend? He had to come get me out of a deep, dark place in my life, brother. I wasn't even looking for God, man. I was doing everything wrong, and he touched my heart because there was a seed there because mother put it there. But I had to get to a point to no more. Help me, Holy Spirit. You ever been to a place to no more, and he reached and grabbed you and lift you up? And when he lift me up, I know what he's talking about when he stood there and he died for us all. He gave that ghost up. Reverend, they took him off that tomb because it was a special time, the Passover coming. They had to put him down, Reverend. And when they put him down, they put him in a grave, Reverend, on Friday. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You might be in the book, Reverend.
Come on now.
You know what he did, right? He stayed there all Friday night, Reverend. But you know what he did, Reverend?
All day
Saturday, he was still there, Reverend. You know what he did Sunday? Oh, we argue about the day, but let's just stay with me. You know what he did Sunday? He got up with all power in his hand. So you and I can do what we do right now, worship him. love of him. I don't know where you're in your walk right now. I don't know where you're worried about somebody that went home. But you know what you need to do? Get yourself prepared because he might come
today.
That's
right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He might come today. You need to know the man. Know the man to know the man. You know what? I want to stay connected. That's why I try to keep myself around positive people. That's why I try to keep myself around love. I'm not saying we never don't disagree. I'm not never saying that we have this and that. But I'm telling you, if you hang around more positive people, it makes your life. My granddaddy lived 97 years young, right? He told me, he said, man, I don't live in stress. I release stress from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you know, you met him real.
you removed
stress from him. And God one day said it was time. It was time. 97 years young. Hey, brother. And you called him on home. You know what I'm talking about? He was a soldier in the army. I know he was. You know what I'm talking about? And called him home. You know what he said? I'm ready. He said, Reverend, he said, I'm ready. And then I looked at him. You know what I'm talking about? He said, I'm ready. Somebody said, you know, you hear more people say, well, we know one of our church members, he kind of young, right? Almost died, right? But God don't look at age like we look at age. He don't look at it like that. Because Jesus covered the age. You know? I know we got scriptures. The scripture said he promised us, what, 70? That's 7. Anything more than that, like in 80, is my grace because of God's love. I know God can do it. But who said it's wrong if you leave the 20? Who said it's wrong if you leave the 10? Who said it's wrong if you leave the 60? Hey, who said it's wrong if you leave the 70? God has an inspiration day for each one of us. The scripture says he knew the womb when the brother was in the womb. It's going to be a servant. He knew Jesus was going to serve him. And you know, you and I should be serving him. So I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this here. If it was something said, Reverend, that you couldn't understand. If it was something there that you couldn't understand it, we'll try our best to go back over. There's some people over here that hit the one better probably speak way better than I can. I don't have no problem with that. I'm comfortable in my sin. You know, I'm so comfortable in my sin. I'm working on heaven. I'm working on. Hey, Reverend, he might call me today. I feel pretty good about it, Reverend. I know that it hurt my wife. I know it hurt my kids, my family. I know it would hurt them. But you know what? Soon. They will understand he in a better place. I know I'm right about it. They know I'm right about it. You know what I'm talking about? See, I'm making preparation that when I leave, I'm leaving Jesus. I'm not leaving no $400,000, $600 million. I'm leaving them Jesus. So cause when they go and meet up to this time we call death or we call transition, they can understand why God is moving us out of here. No. You know, we so earthly, we think, oh, he was so young. Oh, he left too soon. Who makes that choice? Who makes that choice? Even the man one day, I got to stop one. Even the man one day, Reverend, a man did something one day. He went to God, Hezekiah, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, turned his face to the wall and prayed and asked God, and God gave him 15 more years. But trust me, Reverend, God knew that day. He knew Hezekiah would go ask. There's some people on the phone. God and gave more time. They probably don't even know it. Help me, Holy Spirit. He gave my mother 7 more years after she was on life support, and then he had transition on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I love her.
Yes, sir.
And I miss her. But I know God love her more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I said again,
yes,
it was something. It was something that we didn't bring out. It was something you want us to recap on again. We here. We want to try never let you leave without misunderstanding the word. But we're here to let you know if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, we're here.
If
you want to rededicate your life, you don't have to tell nobody. We can put you on the back line and say, we're here. Watch this, Reverend. If you want to get baptized, oh, help me. If you want to get baptized, oh, help
me.
If you want to get baptized. See, people they fear baptism because they say after baptism you can't do no more wrong. I don't know who told you that lie. you're supposed to try to walk as close as you can, but brother, sister, you're going to make some mistakes. That is, baptism is getting you what? Lining up with the word of God. He said what? He said when you are baptized, I don't know why I'm over here, y'all, but he said what you're doing, you're symbolizing the death, burial, and the resurrection. help me, Holy Spirit. You're doing the same thing as Jesus when he went in the grave, as you go immerse into the water. Help me, Holy Spirit. And
right,
when Jesus
right.
came out the grave in newness, in likeness of newness, you're going to be the same way when you submerge out of the water. Help me, Holy Spirit, and walk in the new. There your walk will be different, because if you truly believe in the baptism and the relationship with God, things going to happen. Change going to happen.
That's right.
The hunger going to happen. And I ask you to stay connected. Stay connected mm-hmm. to the vine. Oh, yeah, he wants to trim you a little bit. He wants to prune you a little bit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. I'm pretty out of it, really, but I want to say this here. To anyone that struggle with mental problems, I'm talking about, I mean, you're thinking some few things, you know, and sometimes it's suicide. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I'm over here. And sometimes it's suicide, you know what I'm talking about, taking your life, or wherever how you want to use it, you know what I'm talking about, and you feel a little heavy right now. Don't do it.
That's
know
right.
that God can strengthen you and give you all what you need. This is not a cliche here. He loves you, and so do I. We want to hold your hand.
All right.
Life that God give you, he didn't let no man put in no man's hand to take his life or her life. So I'm telling you right now, at the counselor, I don't know why I'm here, real, at the counselor of the Holy Spirit right now, if you feel real heavy, give it to Jesus. I had a person told me yesterday, she said, I everything just fell down on me, dust and dust and dust and dust and dust. I said, well, pray. you know what I'm saying, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
You said what? I said, pray. I said, ask God for the strength. Ask God for your love. Matter of fact, thank God for your problem. Thank God for your for the trials and adversity. Thank God. So if you got this kind of problem going on, know that God loves you more than what you're about to think about doing. God wants us to look at him. I don't know nothing but the right thing to say right here. I can't fix you. I'm not going to be like them people that say they got the magic touch. I don't have the magic touch. I know who do, though, and that's Jesus. I can direct you towards Jesus. Hold your hand and believe in faith. If you have faith in Jesus, I guarantee you, if he could take a man with many, many of spirits in him, they call legion, and allow him to be delivered, my brother and sister, this man was rolling in fire, cutting himself, chain breaking, jumping off a mountain. He had some spirits in him, Reverend, and God delivered. What I love about that little passage, Reverend, I'm almost through right here. What I love about that passage, the demons didn't know Jesus. The demons knew Jesus, and they respected him. Why not us? That's all. I'll get started on something. Let me leave it alone. But let me tell you this here, because God is here. If you want him, if you need him, let us walk with you. Let us walk with you. The old saints, you say, when we used to come to the altar, you know, you might go on the mourning bench. And we tell you, you'll never walk alone, Reverend. You'll never walk alone.
Right.
You know, we don't see you here a couple of times. We call and see if everything all. We ain't been nosy. We concerned about your love. We want to know what's
That's
going
right.
on. We ain't just being nosy. We love you. You know, I said, and I said, the red no offense, said, I just expect to see some people on there. Help me over there. Especially the children of God. Oh, I know, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, that's all I got, Reverend.
Beautiful.
That's all I got,
beautiful.
I didn't talk everything I had, Reverend.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
You know what I'm talking
Thank
about.
You,
I ain't got
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord. Beautiful
In
today.
In the name of Jesus.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the experience. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
He allowed us.
It's in his name, Reverend. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend. I'm sorry, Reverend. It's his name, Reverend. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Reverend. It's his name. Thank you, Jesus. Reverend. You don't believe it. Watch this.
Yes,
Reverend.
Sir.
Watch this. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit, Reverend. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll give you peace.
Yeah.
When the storm is raging.
Yeah.
I'll be your light.
All right, all right.
When the road ahead seems dim. I have the power.
You got it, yeah. Got it.
Anything you need, have faith in me. Just ask.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Oh, just ask.
Don't matter what you need. Don't matter what you need.
Don't hurt yourself.
That's right.
Give it to
God.
That's
right.
I might not be thinking like that, but I did have something come across my mind. Let me tell you something. The adversary is playing with us right now because he knows his time is getting short, Brother D.
Right.
He knows it's getting short.
Right.
It's getting so close for God for coming in. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. He can come right now. You remember Noah preached. If y'all come on here, we preach the same sermon every day. A lot of y'all probably wouldn't come on. Noah preached the same sermon for 125 years. The same sermon. Mm-hmm. And that sermon was, it's going to rain. And he was drunk a couple of times telling them, it's going to rain.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to rain.
Mm.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to tell you, he's coming back. Oh, yes, sir. He's coming back. If he just takes us 1-5-1, he's coming back. He's coming back, Brother D. He's coming back, Rev. He's coming back,
sir.
He's coming back for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're all going to make it in. There's a lot of us going to make it in. I'm telling you. A lot of us going to make it in. I know he is. Because I believe you sacrificing your time to come over anytime you listen to God, a devotion with God, I just believe God is counting for your good. I just really believe that. I believe he's counting for your good, Reverend.
Because
you're using your sacrifice, and you're taking your sacrifice. I don't know why. Man, I'm supposed to be gone. Your sacrifice is oh, help me, Jesus. He put something in my heart, Reverend. Your sacrifice. I can't get off that word. Hey, man, I was going through.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Willie or anybody else to do these blog talks, I call this a God. Well, we call it God's plan, though, right? Even though we use blog talk platform to bring it across, right? But I go on there and I see guys how many episodes they have, right? And some of them guys been on for years. You know what I'm talking about? Don't you know, Reverend? We got almost 600 episodes, man, when it's done.
Praise the Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Praise the Lord.
And you got guys I see a guy that had number 150, but they don't do but once a week, right? So what I'm trying to tell you, Reverend, we getting fed. We getting fed,
sir.
And I believe we're building timbers up. I believe we've been timbers up, man. I believe everybody is about to sign my voice right now. If they just stay where God wants them to be at, keep doing this. You're not perfect. None of us is. But you keep doing what you're doing. I know they're going to talk about
you.
Talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody talk about Jesus. And trust me, they don't even know me. There's a lot of people don't know me. They probably put a thing out this and that. They don't know me. You know what I'm talking about? And they didn't know Jesus. They just wrestled with Jesus. Let me tell you something. Why I don't make it be over myself, I can just speak for me right now, that I don't let what someone say, what identify my life. It don't define me, brother. I don't let it define me because I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
I don't let it define me, man.
Yeah.
You can have your own assumption. But with God, I live and God, I trust in you, Doc, and I will die with it.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I believe a lot of us gonna get in just because of that. Our faith. Like that baby just said a while ago. Have faith. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
On Colin Powell. You remember Colin Powell?
Mm-hmm.
Colin, I ain't talking about the four-star general Powell back in the '60s. You remember Colin Powell? He said, just have faith, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right,
man. Thank you.
Unless he's still ear hustling, you know.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We have beautiful, beautiful golden nuggets as we call them from. Hallelujah. I read them real quick and I get back out the way. His wonderful faith. Seeking the face of God can strengthen our faith. When we turn our eyes towards the beautiful face of God, we can find strength and comfort that sustains us even in the midst of unanswered questions. Praise the Lord. In the midst of our unanswered questions, why don't we turn our face to God? We have a strong tower that we can run to. We have an awesome God that wants to hear and answer prayer. Won't you turn to him? Won't you trust in him? Won't you give him some time? Hallelujah, that he can give you peace of mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, but seeking the face of God can strengthen our faith. God bless you. Thank you. And also simply trusting. Psalms 56, simply trusting. Oh, hallelujah. Cling to your heavenly Father. He is your only, hallelujah, hope. Clinging to our heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. Clinging. He is our only hope. Thank you, Lord. Whenever I'm afraid, or I will trust in him. Like my children, the tougher it gets, the tougher we should hug his neck. Trust him. Lean on him. Depend. Have faith in him. His love never fails. You know, faith is over in Hebrews 11 chapter 3. It will tell you faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You don't have to see your way, but trust, hope in God. Believe in God. If you hope long enough, you'll get that you've been hoping for. If you seek long enough, you'll find that you've been seeking after. If you love long enough, you'll feel God's love. Hallelujah. It'll rest, rule, and abide, and it'll give you that peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So lean and cling unto God. Yeah, simply trusting in his wonderful faith. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Amy. Beautiful today. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll give you peace.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
He'll give you joy.
That's it.
He'll give you, you know, you can't talk about him too long without him showing up. You know,
right.
you can't trust on him. You can't trust and lean and depend on him without him being there. Oh, hallelujah. Because we serve a God. If you just call his name, his name. Jehovah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Jehovah.
Yes, sir.
It is our peace. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. I mean, just call him. You can just say in the name of Jesus, Lord, help me, you know, and he'll come. He'll come. Just call him. Before trying other things, why not just try calling God? God, I need you. Testify to him. Make your supplications known to him. The ones that can do something about your problem. Sometimes when you go to men, all they want to do is just talk about you behind your back or give you quick counsel without praying and say, well, you shouldn't have did this or you shouldn't have did that. Well, we have our own counsel set up within us that talks to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. But why not just love on God? Hallelujah. When someone calls you or trust him in you, you know, pray first and then give what God gives to you. Hallelujah, to someone else. But he'll give you peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank the God for this blessing today. We thank God for another chance that he's given us to sit down and reason in his word. Another chance. You know, he put up on my heart as a lesson started. It's an honor. It's an honor. It is an honor. Hallelujah. To be in attendance where God will sit down with you. Hallelujah. And help you reason in his word. It's an honor to praise the Lord. It's an honor to worship. It is an honor, huh, that men and women are looking past this honor, but it is an honor. Oh, hallelujah. God gave confirmation through the lesson. But when we were just getting started, let me know, it's an honor. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be in fellowship. I mean, even look past that, but it's an honor. You know, we have people wishing and hoping they could. They're not even enclosed in their right mind, but it's an honor. Hallelujah. It's an honor to sit down and reason in his word. It's an honor to receive peace from God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, continue to keep in prayer those that are troubling or struggling with life. Oh, hallelujah. It's an honor. Hallelujah. Let God speak to your heart today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, man, I thank the Lord. Bless my song. Bless my heart, Reb. It gave me melody. Melody in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. All through these scriptures and Proverbs and Peter. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank Isaiah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's an honor. it's a reassurance that God, hallelujah, will continue. If you continue with him, he'll continue with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus comes to us as a suffering servant. Hallelujah. But he also gives us peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You just put your trust in me.
Yeah.
anything that you need, you just ask.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask.
Have faith in me. You just ask.
Just ask.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
My God.
Yes, yes.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I don't know if you can hear me, Brother D. You know what? It's saying something here, because God is trying to. I mean, maybe it just be for us. It might be just us three, though. But boy, I couldn't stop it, man. And just, I could feel His power, man. I feel like praising Him. You know what I'm talking about? Because
mm-hmm,
I understand. Passion in His name. He gave it to me, man. I know He can do it, man. I know He can do it.
Ooh,
and I'm going to tell you something, Brother D. I'm going to tell you something, Reverend Brother D. There was a man. He was crippled in the bed, man. He couldn't. He was bedrested. And he had four friends. Help me, Holy Spirit. and they heard about Jesus and comparing.
That's a bad.
Hey, man. They picked him up and took him over there. Couldn't get in, Reverend. Couldn't get in.
Let him down to the roof.
So they took him on top
of the
roof off, Reverend.
Let him down.
And what God told him, He said, you did all this hell. Jesus said, you did all this hell.
That's faith.
You did by your faith. Made deal.
That's faith.
So I was leaving by the hell. Boy, I tell you what, he here too bad. Oh, yeah, man. That's beautiful, man. I like that, man. I love it.
Yes,
you go home with that one there, brother.
All things are possible.
Mm-hmm. We can go
all
home with that one.
All things are possible.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Anything you need. Just ask.
Anything, just ask.
Just ask. She said, he'll move. She said he'll move mountains too.
I've been to that church a million times, and every time you walk in, that song is like it's just in the air when you walk in the church.
Just ask.
Pastor Milton Brooks in the Tulsa Community Singer. Just ask.
Just ask. Don't struggle. Just ask. In my name.
In my name. In my day, just ask. Faith controls it.
Hey, you know what they say? Brother D, you know what they say? That might preach there.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Lord. That might preach there.
Yes.
No, we often, man, we say we don't force nobody to do nothing, but we just let you know it's there. If you want to receive it, it's there. And we're going to say this with love, too. If it be God's will, if it be His will, we're going to try to be back on the mind. You know what I'm talking about? If it be His will.
Man.
Some of us, we call this Friday. Some of us, you know, we wait till a certain part of the year and say Good Friday. Well, I believe everything is deep.
From where I was into where I am now, God has given me peace.
She said, from where I was into where I am now,
God has given me peace.
God bless
you. So that's a blessing. Somebody been blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got that text I sent you? That's your sister?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
Deidre?
Which one?
Next to the baby.
Huh?
next to the baby Deidre.
God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, yeah,
read
it's
that,
a birthday
read
today.
Read another testimony we got.
Huh?
We got the other day. The other testimony we got.
Okay.
You still got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see. Let me see.
I guess we get the testimony down, y'all.
Let me see. Yes, sir. It's the one that came in the group, right? Yeah, in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see.
Just ask my name.
Yes, sir.
Just ask.
I hear you, brother.
All you got to do is just ask, bro. That's all you got to ask. Just ask it, my name.
All right,
yes, sir. It said, Reverend Brian, God bless you and the ministry and all the participants. I just want to, I said, I'm listening every day. I be at work, and most of the time I'm listening after you go off because I want to listen when I'm off to myself. So hear the word you present in peace and quiet. So I can absorb it fully. Keep up the good work because I feel myself getting closer and closer to God. God bless. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what's up.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the ministry, man.
That's the ministry.
That's what we do. You know, that's what all of us do. Everybody,
thank you, Lord.
Outside, even the ones don't even say nothing. I know you're praying.
What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say, real? What did he say?
Yeah.
The ministry is doing what? Lifting up the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I be lifted up,
I'll draw.
I'll draw.
All men unto me. From the earth. He said from the earth.
Yes, sir. From the earth. Lord is the Lord is in the plan. Mm. In the name of Jesus.
He trusted him. He really did. I didn't say it was nothing. I don't know. He has on a subject, Brother D. I know I'm supposed to have been on.
He has on a subject about a mental. I was going to try to listen. Not run my mouth. And then my brother had to go play. In my name.
Yeah.
You know the Lord, the partner you're seeing, well, you know where God has brought you from.
Yeah, man.
Certain songs just do something to you because you know. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is ask. It's in my name. And know that He will. He will. I'm living with this. He will. I'm living with this. Living with this that He will. Double round, see what the ego
is. Thank you, Lord.
I promise you, I'm a living witness.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's all His name. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Lord. Yes. I hear Rev say, he turned his face to the wall. The Lord gave him 15 more. The Lord gave me and my family 28 more with my mother. Power in His name. It's all in His name. He will. I dare man to ask. I dare man to try. Reb Eric said we all did something.
Yes,
I told him yesterday. I remember putting sugar in a man's tank. putting lifesavers in his tank of the car because I wore their car. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't sell it to me. So I put sugar in his tank to lock the motor up. But the Lord stepped in. The Lord stepped in. I had to go to him and tell him what I had done. I had to go tell him. Believe it or not, Reverend, believe it or not, it was a Buick Skyline, a GS. I wasn't just that guy. I had to go to him and tell him what I had done.
Yeah.
The Lord convicted me. I'm glad he did it. Tell him, listen, man, I'll take the tank off and fix your car.
Praise God. Is his name?
Lord, I whoop you too.
Ooh.
He wants you to whoop your enemies.
Brother,
you
got
whoop
the,
you
I got
too.
The, You know, we're gonna say this with love, and it's gonna mean it. You know, we hope everybody, you know, receive the what God has for them in that lesson, all the song, all the testimony. We just only hear the love on each other, encourage each other.
That's right.
Each other. That's all we're doing. We're not asking for nothing. All we ask for your prayers and your love. You know, that's all we ask for, you know. And as you pray for us, we pray for you, I guarantee you, anything in his name, he'll give it.
Amen.
God's name, God's son, when we say Jesus' name, but then the scripture is very plain, if it be his will. You know what I mean?
It's
not going to move by his will. It's not going to move by his will.
Amen.
David prayed hard. He had sinned. He prayed hard. And he said, who said that God wouldn't be gracious enough to change his mind? He prayed hard. But God's will was done. It was done. When it was done, he said it. You find him in time, he repented. A lot of times, them preachers went to him as him removing God chastised still. You know, that's why I said, "Why you got the blood running around your veins? Man, come to Jesus. You know, come to Jesus. Come to him. Don't worry about fixing it. None of us ain't gonna be fixed if we see him anyway. Even the best thing. You know, the very best thing. We're not gonna be right until we get." Fully in his presence, you know. The long as you're in this old body, sin is always crouching at your door. It's always right there. It's always sitting there, you know. We do a good job. But it just sometimes if we have some days, the scriptures say we just like filthy rags before. Well, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man who wrote two thirds of the New Testament. And said, I'm just like
filthy rags.
But he said, who can say you? He said, thanks be to God. That's what he said after that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, thanks be to God. Everybody hang on the other part, but he said, thanks be to God, because he knows it's God's grace and God's mercy. He's going to get him in.
That's
he
right.
Know it. He know it. Yes, so we're going to one of your brothers, y'all can, you know, give a prayer. And I ask, man, I want you put this in the prayer. I feel in the spirit of they want to throw their hands up. But Jesus went to his knees when he didn't have enough strength to keep climbing on Skull Mountain, Calvary Hill. He went to his knees, but he got up. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you might go down to your knees. That's it. You're in a good place, Reverend. You're in a good place, Brother D, on your knees. Down
on
your knees.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Somebody
from God. Thank you, Lord.
No more humility.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No more humility.
Praise the Lord.
So if you want to be brothers, can pray, man. You know.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes, sir. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come. Truly, with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thank you, Father God, for how you have blessed us. You have been in attendance with us. You've shown the manifestation of your Holy Spirit engulfed us in love with your peace that you've given us, Father, with your, oh, Father God, you made a day brighter for some, Father. Those that were weak, you've given them strength. Those, that, Father God, that needed to feel love, you let your love, hallelujah, cover
Thank
them,
you.
Father God. We know with Thank your love, it comes comfort. It comes peace that passes all understanding with your love, Father God. Healing is in your love, hallelujah, God. Answers are in your love, Father God. We we can see direction when you come, Father God. Our way can be made clearer to us when you come. Thank you for coming, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing us to know you, Father. Oh, we thank you for this lesson. Let it rest, rule, and abide within our hearts. Thank you for your peace again, Father God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we know when your peace comes, hallelujah, it surpasses our finite mind, your peace, hallelujah. It calms us through that would rage, Father God, your peace. Oh, hallelujah, your peace. Oh, thank you, God, for your peace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord.
Yes.
Bless us, Father God, as we continue to try to be pleasing in our sight, to do the things that you would have us to do, to say the things you would have us to say. Father God, to be an example, Father God, that we can let our light shine, Father God, that we continue to show a world that you live, hallelujah, that you live, Father God, for you're living in us. Bless us to be all that you would have us to be. Continue, us, Father God. Continue to keep us. Protect us from the fiery dark. Protect us from evil spirits that come in and try to disrupt the things that you have set before. But in other words, Father, order our steps. Hallelujah. Order our steps, Father God. Oh, keep us from the pitfall, the thing that the adversary would desire to set before us, cause us to fall, Father God. But give us your strength. Your wisdom, hallelujah, your counsel, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing, Father God. All that you're doing for the church. All that you're doing for God's plan. All that you're doing for ministries that will open up in the name of Jesus and have this one purpose, that we please you. Hallelujah, that we glorify you, that we honor you. Thank you, Father, for this honor. Thank you for this privilege that you've given us to come together. And if it be in your will, Father, allow us to assemble again on tomorrow with great expectation to hear from you. Great expectation, to learn more of you. Great expectation to have a desire to want to do the things that you want of us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you in advance. We're going to claim victory right now over healing. Victory in the name of Jesus over troubled mind. My evil spirits that will highly torment your Christians. Hallelujah. We claim it right now. Victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Victory, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you for moving out evil spirits. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for making a way, Lord. Thank you for, hallelujah, Lord, your love again. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that prayed, and all those that called, and all those that listened, and all those that consecrated their minds, Father God, to concentrate on you in this hour, in this time. Let us not leave it here, but go abroad with it, Father God, and let it rest ruling on our minds until we meet again in the name of Jesus is our prayer.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all of me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus,
thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll be your light.
Oh,
child one in my name. In my name.